Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this mini episode of The Working Experience. Thank God it's Monday. I am solo today because Matty K is up in New Hampshire unwinding from his very stressful year as a teacher. The guy barely works, but he needs significant time to unwind. So we don't want Matty to burn out. We want him to stretch his legs and his arms, get that quality time to himself in the mountains, just to kind of refresh the limbs, the brain, get everything working. I'm sure Matty's going to be roaring back sometime this week. After he sleeps probably on the average of about 20 hours a day. So in today's wonderful podcast, it's Monday morning here, looking at my day, getting my hustle on. I'm going to talk about what's going on in the news today, and then I'm going to talk about babying at work, how managers essentially baby people. And you basically have a second set of parents that make sure that you show up on time and what you're, if you call out for sickness, make sure your excuse is up to par, you know, kind of like big brother parenting stuff that I think as a whole, you know, we're all adults and we could, you know, frankly do without it. And it's annoying at work. So We're gonna jump into that stuff, but I want to make sure that our listeners had a fruitful weekend. You went after it both on a personal and business level. You burned the candles at both ends, and you know, chalked one up for the good old self. And you arrived Monday morning with a full embrace, loving Monday for the opportunity that it is, and it's always an opportunity to excel, push yourself on a personal and business level to redline it through your work, through your side hustles, through your personal relationships, always pushing the needle forward. So on that note, let's jump into this, what I'm calling this daddy-mommy complex that corporations have. So what I've noticed over the years is there are a few companies that don't do this, but the vast majority do this, where you're and it's huge companies where they basically don't trust you and they want to monitor your every breath to make sure they're squeezing the last possible dollar and productivity out of you, like almost squeezing water out of a rock, where if you're sick or you need a personal day, what time did you show up? What time did you leave? They're basically parenting you like a five-year-old, where it's like, look, you know, everyone's got a job. We should all be adults here. The job has to get done. Just have faith and trust that that person is going to do this. And I'm actually going to write a LinkedIn article about this and not go into depth. I'm really kind of going into depth on it on this podcast. But there are companies like Patagonia that, you know, they trust you. It's like, look, here's your work, here's your workload, and get it done. We don't care if you show up at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And, you know, you can go in Patagonia, if the surf is up, you can go surfing. They don't monitor you Big Brother style. And it's kind of very similar to how I run my media company, One Circle Media. It's a creative agency. We create content, and everyone who works for me, everyone who freelances for me, it's a very simple thing, is get the work done, make the client happy. And I don't care when you come in, when you leave, when you do the work. I mean, there are certain things when we're on production, when we're on location, when we're on set. Obviously, I need the people there at a specific time when talent arrives, all that good stuff. But, you know, in terms of, and we have deadlines and we work around those deadlines. But if you want to go to your child's recital or their soccer game or their basketball game, have at it. You know, do it at night. I don't care. Do it during the day. Now, there are times when we do have deadlines and we all have to come together, but that is very transparent. They know that going into that particular project. And we do work hard, but I'm not going to baby you. I'm not going to become your second parent. I think that is disempowering to the person that I'm working for, and it's also draining for me. Like, why do I want to do that? But now you have, you know, you have large corporations where this is the de facto standard, where they hover over you like an overbearing parent, which is fun. It's just fun for you as an employee. Like, you have worked all your life to get to this moment, and you're being treated like a 6-year-old. And it's funny because I've worked for some of these large corporations, and I've seen their employee policies. And I'm not going to mention anyone because I don't want to lose that client relationship. So they'll remain unnamed. Sorry, I lost the ability to speak there for a moment. But these large companies now operate like wealthy socialist states. They provide employees with free breakfast, dry cleaning, on-site healthcare, climbing walls, and it further wraps the employee-employer relationship, creating the impression that one should live for work. And, you know, it's kind of removing the traditional excuses for leaving. And essentially, this is like an unfair playing field for people who logistically can't be available around the clock, and those who fear burnout, they have to be there. So they're providing this kind of home-like environment so that you never have to leave. So that's kind of the other side of the coin too, and not just, you know, the overbearing parent, but they're trying to make it nice and comfy so that you always stay there. And then you have these multiple layers of management who are spending their entire day just making sure, you know, everyone's attendance. This is going back to school. It's like it's like, when did you come in? When did you, at what time? And it's like, you're sitting down, you're present, and you're listening, and you're, you know, how many sick days do you have? How many vacation days do you have? How does that affect your productivity and all this other just garbage? So, you know, and then there's also the cult of hustle, which we've spoken about multiple times on The Working Experience. Is like this cult of productivity and the pressure people feel to prove they're always hustling and they're always available. And I mean, look, you're a grown ass adult. Like, you don't need to, you know, constantly check in and just, you know, constantly let your boss or your manager, your coworkers know that you're available at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Turn the phone off and read a book. It sounds like so mundane, and then there's this thought that, oh, well, if I do that, I'm going to get fired. Someone's going to take my job. Look, you have to be able to unwind or you will burn out. It's just a fact. You can't go, as Matt would love the term, hard in the paint 24/7. You have to unwind. And also sometimes what I found in a creative aspect is when you turn off that flow of information or that always availability signpost, the things that you've been struggling with or the problems at work or the creative solutions will then flow to you. They'll come to you because then you have a quiet mind and you can really kind of contemplate and think about stuff instead of, you know, going through your email box or, you know, or, and also too, is social media is like the constant feed of information coming through. Anyway, so I'm going to post that on LinkedIn. I'll also post it on Instagram. It's gonna be a little bit of a 500 or word less rant on my part, which is always fun. It's always good. So Monday, right? It's Monday, June 24th. I think we're on the brink of some sort of altercation with Iran. Good old Trump. I guess Iran shot down a drone. We crap on Trump a lot, but I got to give him credit. He wasn't the first time he heard of this. I guess they were going to unleash some drone attacks on Iran's special sites. And Trump was told that 150 people were going to die, and he called off the attacks. So any president that is, you know, not quick to pull the old warmonger trigger, that's a good check in my book. And my compliments to Trump are never, I was going to say few and far between, but I don't think I've ever given the guy a compliment. But now it's looking like something might happen. Yeah, this doesn't look too good. You never really want to, you don't want the old U.S. war machine, dropping in and, dropping bombs and, you know, going to war with people. Not fun. It's not good. I hope we get past this. I hope we try to work this out diplomatically where people come to the table and kind of hash it out. What else is going on in the news on this fine Monday morning? I don't know. It's a good question. We don't really talk about the news anymore on the working experience. Oh, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is proposing to make college free and cancel all student loan debt. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work, Bernie. And the Democrats, there's like 20 people running for 2020. They got to pick someone. I mean, they're crowding the plate. And I think Trump is just going to sail into another term, honestly. Wall Street Journal, heart attack at 49, America's biggest killer is making a deadly comeback. That's a good thing to think about on this Monday morning. As you're entering the work week, you're busting your ass at work, and, you know, maybe you're, you know, 20 years, 25 years into the job, you finally can breathe a little sigh of relief, and you can have a heart attack in any day. Just drop down dead. And we've spoken about this before in the podcast where Matt spoke with, I can't remember, it's our friend Tony's brother. I can't remember his name. He works for a large insurance company. And he had a coworker that just dropped dead of a heart attack. Next day, they're cleaning out his office, you know, not wasting any time. There's your contribution to your company right there. That's what they think of you. All right, what else do we got? Giant squid captured on camera for the first time in the U.S. That's nice. Remote jobs are exploding and salaries can top $100,000. Interesting. Huh. So, you know, if you're sick of your job, you know, start doing some remote work or go to your boss and be like, look, I don't want to live in San Francisco anymore. I don't want to live in New York. I don't want to live in Chicago. Live in a shoebox, pay $5,000 a month in rent. I'm going to move to Montana and get me some Bitcoin and Ethereum and start ranching. And I'll commit 3 hours a day to your business. Pay me $100,000. I like the sound of that. That's, I encourage everyone to get your remote work gear on. Get out of these high-paying cities. Head into the country. Like super low-cost living places, cities, where they've traditionally been kind of, it's like they're the stepchildren of, and also too, this is not only America, you can go around the world, you go to Thailand, you can go to Central America, you go South America, you live like a king on these remote jobs. $100,000 in Bangkok, you'd be living like a king and queen. Definitely give it a go. All right, gang, that's enough for the news. That's enough for my treating people like adults at the workplace. And I'm going to wrap this mini working experience podcast up. There will be more podcasts coming this week from Matt and I. We have some additional people that are coming in where we're going to interview them. They're coming up in the coming weeks. We hope you tune in. And as always, please subscribe, rate, recommend us, share this on social media. Thank you, everyone, and thanks for listening to The Working Experience. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.